The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The Wild West.
Joining me now in the studio is the West Online's Kate Phillips. G'day, Kate.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing awesome. And look, let's just get straight into this first story, which I have to say, like, I'm just so excited about. Sephora's coming to Karrinyup. That just means so much to me.
I was going to say, I'm glad you're excited. I'm actually very excited. I've been ordering online for a very long time. So, yeah, we've got all the details on Perth now about when it opens and what you can expect. And, yeah, it's coming to Karrinyup and it will open in October. So October 7th
and
is the date.
For most blokes, I would say this does not move the needle one bit. I don't think they would even know what Sephora is, but if anyone who actually spent some time talking to their significant other would know that this is a big deal.
Well, that's it. I was going to say maybe by proxy they would realise just how big of a deal it is. But yeah, look, it's been years in the making. There's been talk for a while, lots of rumours, so lots of very, very excited makeup buffs, I guess.
Or I think those blokes will realise pretty quickly when they start looking at their joint bank accounts. It's like, hang on a minute, where's all this money going? And so this is part of like a whole range of new shops that are going to be opening.
Yeah, so it's like an $800 million redevelopment of Karrinyup. So it's
Have you checked it out?
I have.
Pretty awesome.
I go there far too often.
Yeah,
actually.
I'm just around the corner, and so Karrinyup is my local, and I've been following it the whole way through this renovation process. And you know, initially, you know, the parking situation was just diabolical. Mm-hmm. There was only one entry into the car park. Like you couldn't go to Karrinyup for probably 6 months because
it
was just a nightmare. And now they've fixed that, and the new sections are starting to open. I have to say, I'm very impressed.
Yeah, me too. And the selection of shops are getting better.
There's a lot of sneaker shops.
There are a lot of sneaker shops.
There's like seven sneaker shops that have all opened in that new section. And it's like, how many do you need?
I hadn't actually noticed, but yeah, now I'm thinking about it.
There is a lot.
Yeah.
But I guess when other sections open up, there might be different, you know, kind of different vibes in those areas as well. I'm just waiting for the food precinct.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, when is that going to open? Do we have a timeline on that?
I don't know about the food precinct, but I do know that they're promising really good things. So, it'll be another big announcement, I guess.
Have you been to the Westfield Carousel? You know how that was all renovated? Like, that little upstairs food area is great. I think it's awesome to have that at a shopping centre. Like, if you would go there for a dinner on a Tuesday night or something like that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So, I think it's going to be great. The one criticism I have, I guess, is that whenever one of these mega shopping centres open, it brings in people from, like, literally everywhere in the metro area. And so it just becomes impossible to find a car parking spot. And they're coming to go to a shopping centre to visit the same shops that they could go to at the shopping centre in their area.
It's
how does it make any
That's
sense?
That's a really good point. I don't know. Maybe they're bigger. Do you know how you have like flagship stores? Maybe that's what they're chasing, those big stores.
And it's exciting to have a bit of a look at it. And I guess you get caught up in the hype from all of the media stories about them.
Exactly. You know, we're just letting you know what to expect.
Perpetuating it.